It's here.
I think everyone's excited about this, right, Elizabeth?
Yes, we're excited.
Elizabeth Bryant is from the Lancaster County School District. Elizabeth, I promise you, it felt like it was literally yesterday. You were here and we were talking about the graduation dates and the locations for the class of 2025. Once they got their diplomas, you all said, bye. Hello, class of 2026.
That's right.
Come
That's
on
right.
down.
We're excited.
That's it. But the school calendar is a little different in Lancaster, and this is why we love to have these conversations, because not all school districts follow the exact same calendar. And with that being said, Elizabeth, let's remind families in Lancaster County when teachers and staff members head back to the classroom and when students head back to the school.
So we're excited to welcome our teachers back and our staff back on August the 5th. They'll come back into their buildings, and then on August 6th, we'll have a huge district celebration, and we're excited to have some of our 2025 graduates. We've encouraged or reached out to a few of them to come back and kind of pep talk our teachers up, along with some other things that'll be going on during the little session. And we'll also celebrate. We're going to finish up our celebrations from 2025. We've expanded our celebrations to include a staff member of the year. We've previously done teacher of the year, beginning teacher of the year. We're going to have a staff member of the year, a principal of the year, and an assistant principal of the year. So
I
look forward to coming back and kind of sharing that information, because we'll all find out who those are on August 6th. But then our students, our sixth graders and our ninth graders, will come in on the 11th for orientation, and that will be our fifth graders in the Indian Land area, because of course we have an intermediate school in that area, and there are five sixth schools. So the fifth graders in Indian Land, and then the sixth graders and all our other middle schools and our ninth graders have an orientation day. And then on the 12th, all students will return and we'll get it kicked off and be excited for the new school year.
I can't believe that it's already here.
I mean,
for all the districts, it's just, I feel like he said, yeah, we were just talking about graduation and now here we are coming back. But it's exciting. It sounds like it's going to be a great year.
Before we dive into, you know, some helpful tips for parents, you've had a really successful citizens committee that has been working really hard, even during the summer months here, making sure that students and the schools have what they need. So walk us through what's the name of this committee, how it kind of came about, and what's come of this committee.
So I know you're aware that last year we had a proposed bond, and that bond did not pass in our county for the school district. And so with that, our board is really serious about what are our facility needs. They're always looking at that. Our district leadership's always looking at that. But they wanted to involve more voices in that. So they have formulated a citizens review committee, and they were all able to submit five names to that committee. And they could have been names from their actual district or anywhere in the county. But they wanted a diverse representation from all areas, because we are one school district, and you'll hear us say a lot, and you'll hear me say a lot, one Lancaster. And so we wanted to hear voices from everyone from that one Lancaster. In addition, the superintendent was able to submit up to 10 names. They determined that they would let him submit up to 10 names. And so he waited to see, to make sure, like, who all they had submitted, and to be sure that we still got that diverse piece in. But that citizens review committee began meeting right before graduation at the end of May, and they have pretty much met every other week throughout the summer. One of the main goals is for them to take a look at all of the facilities in the district. And so after establishing some initial guidelines and those types of things, they have set up a visitation schedule, and they started last week going in and into all of our different buildings, and they could sign up for which buildings they were going to. They created regulations about how many visits an individual had to do and how many people needed to do each visit. And so that rotation schedule, they've been going in and out of the buildings, and they'll be compiling all of that information, and as they meet they'll discuss it. But then they'll also, the goal is for them to bring back some facility needs that they have noticed and things that they've discussed, to bring back some recommendations to our board, hopefully tentatively by our November board meeting, or at the latest the beginning of December, in order for the board to review that and determine what our next steps will be.
And so we could possibly be looking at another bond referendum in the Lancaster County School District.
It's a possibility. Okay. Mm-hmm. It's a possibility. I mean, it could be that some of the needs that they discover are things that we already had on our capital funding list to take care of, or it could be that it's things that we could easily take care of. But there's also, we anticipate, because we know that we had needs previously and we continue to have growth. That's one aspect of need. But we also know that some of our facilities are older. And so we just want to get a broad and true perspective of all the needs that the citizens see.
So the citizens committee, review committee, it's made up of just people who have a vested interest in the school district. Is it like parents and teachers, or is it people like within the whole county? Are these like folks, city folks?
What does it look like? So it's a variety. So there's some business owners involved, and they didn't have to just choose specific people, but it is comprised of some business owners, some members from our faith-based community, parents, teachers, or employees of the district. I think that's it. And then with that, there aren't any students on this specific committee, but I think I've shared before that Dr. Fitzpatrick established an inter-high school council when he first came, mm-hmm. student council. And so those names are submitted by the principals, and those are from our high schools. And so he gets input throughout the year about a variety of things. And so he takes that input, you know, into account and shares that with the board as well, if it pertains, you know, where it pertains. And sometimes that does have to do with our facilities.
And I think that's great, because those people can come together and really see there might be ways that their organizations can help where the school district might not be able to, or there might be some funds that they can maybe bring to the table, those kind of things. So such a great idea.
Well, we'll continue to follow along and see what comes from this Citizens Review Committee within the Lancaster County School District. Elizabeth Bryan is the Public Information Officer for Lancaster Schools. As we just mentioned a few moments ago, school will begin for them on August the 11th, and really everyone is back on August the 12th. August the 11th is a more calm time to let those fifth graders in Indian Land, sixth graders across the district, and ninth graders across the district get used to being the only ones at school. You know, they're the low man on the totem pole. And so, you know, let them walk the halls alone and let them figure it out before everyone else comes on, for sure. I assume you want to remind folks to go ahead and register if they haven't. Any other reminders real quick to help families?
I will let you know that with registration, the link is still online for student registration or enrollment. We ask that you update your information if you haven't, for your student, if they were already currently enrolled previously. And then in addition, with buses, I do want to let you know that they have cut off the bus registration for now. People can continue to get on the wait list. And those students who have not already applied for the buses, they will be notified. They will not actually be on the bus till sometime after Labor Day, but those names are constantly being reviewed. And so our safety and transportation department is working on the bus scheduling now, ironing out for those who had registered.
And real quick, are we hired all of our teachers? Are we up to date on all of that?
We have 15 openings as of yesterday, teacher openings.
Okay, 15 openings.
Which is less than half of where we were, almost a third of where we were this time last year.
Right. So if you're looking for a job, the Lancaster County School District, they need you. They've got 15 open spots, so give them a call. Elizabeth Bryant, again, is with the Lancaster County School District. Here's to a great first week of school.
Thank you.
I know folks there in the Lancaster community will continue to do what they can to support another successful year. It is top of the